All right, we continue on. It's our locker room chats, Horton Charger basketball. Pleased to be joined now by David Losey, the boys' head coach, presented by Union State Bank, and certainly a lot to dissect, Coach, here in the next few minutes. And last week, you guys closed out last week with a game on Friday against Houlton, and then you guys played a one-off game Saturday in league play against Valley Falls. We were talking a little bit before we popped on here about those two games. You know, the Houlton final, 54-35 in favor of the Wildcats, game Saturday at Valley Falls, 66-34 in favor of the Dragons. You know, two games tightly contested early, but just ones that kind of got away from you both ways.
Again, we've talked about this all year long, you know, getting 32 minutes of high intensity, matching intensity of opponents, and, you know, down 2.5 over at Houlton and then down 7 over at Valley. And then some things, the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second half, and you hear this everywhere, is very vital, and we seem to let things slip away a little bit, and then our body language gets to be a little bit down, and I don't know if we feel like that we just have to do too much to try to get back into the game or what it is, but we're continuing to work on that a little bit, and hopefully later, you know, coming later into the season, that we can stay with them and compete and get us some W's there at the end.
Yeah, you mentioned the kind of the body language. And again, this is a young team. These are a lot of guys that are really getting their first minutes at the varsity level. We are a couple months plus into this season. So in terms of that, is that kind of where that falls? You know, just kids that haven't been through the gauntlet as much and experienced as maybe they should. Does that kind of relate to maybe some body language from time to time?
You know, that, I guess that's a possibility. I think as far into the season as we are, we need to get over that, be quite frank. And I think some of our younger, inexperienced guys have done a really good job of doing that. It's some of the older, experienced guys that were, hopefully will step up here and be the leaders and show that, hey, we're still in this, fellas, and we can do what we need to do. So, yeah, I think maybe that had a little bit to do with it, but we're getting to the point now. We're 15, 16 games into the season coming up, and we need to realize we've got almost a full year of varsity basketball under our belts. So hopefully we can take care of that internally and get what we need to get done.
And then you guys turned around Tuesday night, non-league game on the road at Jackson Heights. Cobras get the win 75-50. You know, again, talking a little bit before we popped on here, you know, it seemed like for a good chunk of it, you liked how your team played. Jackson Heights, a team, they live behind the three-point line, and they were just able to knock down some tough shots, you know, throughout the course of that game. Take us back to Tuesday night in that game against Jackson Heights.
Yeah, they, you know, again, six-point game at half. I thought our kids did a good job of matching intensity. They shot well, both halves. I mean, it was 32-26 at half. I felt like we shot pretty well. It's just we were trading baskets, and our trade was 2 for their 3, and they did shoot very, very well. I mean, there, you know, sometimes we didn't quite get out and pressure like we needed, but there were a lot of times we actually were there where we needed to be, and they knocked down shots, and it was impressive. You know, you can tell they get into the gym and they shoot the ball, and that's kind of a lesson to be learned, hopefully, that we do the same. But I thought that even the score might not indicate it. I felt like even into the second half, we did get down a little bit. I thought, oh, no, here we go again. But we fought back, showed some fight, and I thought we did a good job of keeping it within striking distance long enough to where, you know, then it, later in the game, it got away a little bit, but I was very pleased with last night. You felt better about last night than you did Friday and Saturday, in the second half anyway, and we did good things. We shot well, like I said, and we were able to switch up defenses some and do some different things there too. So we're trying some different things, make sure that we keep the kids engaged and you know, looking at different things to try to stop teams and keep us in the game.
That's David Losey joining us, Horton boys basketball coach, presented by Union State Bank. Again, the Chargers off the loss at Jackson Heights Tuesday night. They go to Atchison County on Friday for their league game. Again, remember, these two teams met December 5th, opening game at Horton. At the time, a non-league game, it went into double overtime. Tigers getting the win 64-61. So now they hook up in Effingham Friday night for their NEKL matchup here in 2026. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.